Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
TCU wins.
Do you get the sense the playoff committee is itching to get somebody else in there other than you?
You know, our guys hear all that stuff. They thought we were terrible in the beginning, and we were not going to listen to them when they start telling you how great they are, or how great you are.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, Fox Sports announcer Gus Johnson. Coming up from Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale, actor Sam Jaeger. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. We already talked to Charles Woodson in hour number one on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. And if you are just on the line right now, you missed Gus Johnson in studio. Don't worry. We have your back here on the Roku channel. If you're watching on channel 210, we re-air right away at the end of this hour. And then we're going to re-air for much of the weekend. And his conversation was here for 40 minutes. It was dynamite. I mean, he's one of our favorites. And
all time.
And confirmed for you that he thinks of stuff. Sometimes in advance, when he sees material, he reads, he listens, and I guess it's in his mind's eye. I think it's a combination. You ask him if he comes up with stuff in advance or it's off the top of the dome. It is off the top of the dome, but he just downloads himself with so much material. Similar, remember the story Matthew McConaughey told us about the All Right, All Right, All Right.
Oh, yeah.
That came off the top of the dome, but he had just been listening to Jim Morrison, The Doors, in Paris, like a live broadcast, and where he grabs a mic and goes, All Right, All Right, All Right. Right, and so that was in his head, and so that's how he came up with that line off the top of his dome. Just amazing. Gus is calling the Michigan-Ohio State game, a game that we're going to be talking about in hour number three. We've talked about it for an hour one with Charles Woodson, hour two with the man calling the game, Gus Johnson. The actor Sam Jaeger from The Handmaid's Tale is going to be joining us here. And I guess he's a diehard Ohio State fan. We'll talk about the character off Scarlet.
I'm also
off Gray, I guess. I don't know.
I was also
a
huge
Handmaid's Tale joke.
Parenthood fan,
huh?
I loved Parenthood. I was a huge fan of Parenthood, so big fan of Sam.
Okay.
And his character in that
fantastic.
Show. Yeah,
he's also in a show called Devil in Ohio, which is I think the story of C.J. Stroud. I think is that wrong?
I knew we were going somewhere with that.
Devil in Ohio on Netflix about Ryan Day. He plays Ryan Day in Devil in Ohio. It's that week, guys.
I mean, Rich.
It's that week.
Hey, get him out now because might be different on Monday.
Like I said, Rich, you know, I am rooting for you because
well, in terms of
Happy Rich is a better show than me.
I appreciate that, Chesty Rich, right?
Chesty
saying with
Rich.
The chest. Look,
I disagree.
They want you in misery. Brockman wants you in misery. Mike's kind of so-so on it. I want you happy.
Well, we talked about the move the Jets made at quarterback in hour number one. I support it. And I believe in the coach. I think he knows what he's doing. And what he's doing is trying to make the playoffs. What he's doing is trying to ride his defense to the playoffs. What he's doing is to try and get Zach Wilson, as he said, reset, which is not a great thing to hear from your coach when this is the number two overall pick of a previous year's draft and he's got 20 starts under his belt. And he's, you know, win-loss just shows you win-loss is not the stat you want to be looking at the quarterbacks. He's 5-2 as the Jets starting quarterback this year, you know, but take a look at the rest of his numbers. They do not support him staying in that role, certainly with what he said from the podium afterwards. I mean, it's just, if you missed what I said, again, we're re-airing right here on the Roku channel, channel 210. And also there's our YouTube stream and also at Rich Eisen Show, which is how you can follow us on Twitter and the rest of all the social media outlets. We've got What's More Likely coming up in a second right here because we're going to be off on Thanksgiving and Friday. But let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Detroit joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jeff, I don't know if you were on hold listening to Gus that entire second hour, but happy Thanksgiving to you. What's up, Jeff?
Happy Thanksgiving to my uncle and my cousins, to you guys and your family.
Whatever,
I'm sure you guys get it in and enjoy this weekend like I am. I had to call in, first of all.
Yes, sir.
we got the 2027 NCAA Final Four. So, you know, hopefully I can maybe be a Rich Eisen correspondent down here for the Final Four in Detroit, Michigan.
Jeff, let's put a pin in that. Let's do it.
This weekend is huge, super huge, can make or break. Just basically, and it's funny because the atmosphere around the whole state is that, I mean, if you got on scarlet and red and gray or whatever.
Scarlet and gray,
whatever.
No respect, man. No respect. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. I had a quick question for you. What happens if Jimmy G, and this is off left field, what happens if Jimmy G happens to win the Super Bowl?
He stays.
What do they do then?
He stays. Then he stays. I mean, how do you let go of a Super Bowl quarterback just to start from scratch when the rest of the team is still young and ready to go? It's not like Kittle's 40 and McCaffrey's 38 and Debo's 37 and Ayuk's 36.
He could tell them to take a hike.
But now, Chris, your thought of him, what you said earlier, which couldn't happen, like having them rewrite a check, now that's when
he's 31. Then he's done then he stays. And you tell Trey Lance, thank you, but sorry.
That's when they back the truck.
Best value deal of the NFL.
Because again, and thanks for the call, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Right? Thanksgiving, bro.
Because again, I mean, Jed York has full faith and in his general manager and coach, and the coach and general manager have the full faith and credit of their owner. And if they go to Jed York and say, "Hey, Jed, we gave up all those picks for the kid, but we want to re-sign Jimmy Garoppolo," and Jed York looks at the trophy in the case, his answer will be, "Oh, okay." Do you think Trey is no longer viable? No. We could just, you know, see what we got. And, I mean, let's give him a couple more, months and games of just looking at things. And things change. You might win the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, and then halfway through the next season, you're hot garbage. And then you go to Trey Lance, and that's it. And then Jimmy G, it's like, thanks for the trophy and the case, and we're going to go with the kid. I mean, that's the NFL works.
If I'm Jimmy G and I win the Super Bowl, I say, see you later, San Francisco. I'm going to the team that pays me the most.
And maybe that
makes sense.
I wouldn't blame him either.
Yeah, you got the ring.
So I wouldn't blame him either.
I mean, he was disrespected all offseason by this organization. And then he needed him to come save the day. And if he does, see you later.
Okay. And that would be totally understandable if he says that and does that. Or he could stay there and keep winning with the guys who loves him and he loves. And stay put in the spot that I assume he enjoys living in. I'm just assuming all of that.
Okay, we'll have options.
But I mean, that's a huge piece, one would say, of hypothetical there.
We're a little ahead.
Oh, it's going to be a wild offseason, for sure.
Certainly if there are teams like New England and the Jets.
Yeah.
Who are also in the same boat as the 49ers saying, Houston. Our drafted quarterback is just not. Well, Houston.
Carolina. These other teams.
I was surprised when, Deshaun Watson is going to be, sat the entire year. We knew that at the draft, and they went without having a first and second round draft choice. Their first draft choice was Davis Mills anyway. And then, you start hearing that Davis Mills out of Stanford left too soon. And had he stayed, he would have been a top five pick the next year anyway. So they're getting him on the cheap. And now you've seen what's been going on there. And there are no sacred cows in the NFL. I
mean, he hasn't had much help.
And I'm just wondering if you are, in fact, seeing a little bit of F all them picks when it comes to sitting your quarterback just because you drafted them high or you used your first draft choice of a draft, your draft capital on it, doesn't matter. We're going to go and try and win what we can do right now. Problem for Houston is I think they're too far away from the top of the draft to get somebody, or the Colts are. That's the problem. I saw that one for the top draft choices.
The Colts are 14th.
They've won a little bit too much.
Yeah, they've won too much.
But Houston's got Cleveland's pick.
Yeah. Houston has right now pick number one and pick number seven.
Yeah, so they can. So. Yeah, so it makes sense if this is not Davis Mills is not the guy, they can get whoever the hell they want right now.
Yeah.
Name anybody that you're seeing in college. It's theirs. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, I can't believe I have to tell my sound guy that you do have a cough button.
Yes, I'm sorry, Rich.
It's all good. It's all good.
Water.
Are you all right over there?
Yeah, I got a little, something got stuck in my
throat. Okay, very good. There you go. Very good. You turn your mic off so we don't hear you swallow also.
Sorry, Rich.
All right, here we go. It's a great day when we get to ask ourselves what's more likely.
Yeah.
There's a lot this weekend to ask what's more likely. I'm wondering if the big game is part of this. I think Brockman's in a bit of a mood today, so I'm wondering if he's going to put me in a difficult Michigan-Ohio State spot. Hit it, please.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Christopher, what do you have over
Actually,
there?
Actually, just a little mini version. I didn't realize we were doing this at the top of the hour, but a little mini version of what's more likely.
Okay. We shall call it mini what's more likely.
Mini what's more focused on tomorrow's games.
Okay.
More likely to score multiple touchdowns tomorrow. He leads the NFL in this category. Jamal Williams or Stephon Diggs?
I'll go Stephon Diggs. I think it's going to be a big day for Buffalo. Sorry to say that for Detroit. I know the Lions are feeling great about themselves, and rightfully so. Three straight wins going into Thanksgiving. Last time that happened was 5 years ago. So, I'll go Buffalo. I think Buffalo is going to have a nice Thanksgiving and head home and be home in time to watch the night game with their families and have a nighttime Thanksgiving coming off of two wins in the city of Detroit in the span of 5 days to kind of right their ship a little bit. I'll go Stephon Diggs on that front.
All right. Next big game.
He's like, you reluctantly accept my answer. Okay,
I do accept your answer. Okay. Well, hopefully Gabe Davis can get in the end zone, TJ. More rushing yards. Who's more likely to gallop up on the ground, Saquon or Tony Pollard?
Tony Pollard, I'm not stuttering. I think the whole country is going to get a good taste of deuces.
Deuces.
Pollard.
Look, as long as he's scoring, you call him whatever you want to call
deuces
him.
Deuces Pollard.
You call him whatever
like
you
I said, Tyreek's going to call you, man.
Dude, why? His nickname
it's
is Cheetah.
I know, but it's like the deuces is his thing. That's his signature.
It's no longer applicable. As you know, you can't do anything in the direction of anybody in the NFL anymore. DeAndre Hopkins got 15 yards for pointing.
Yeah, that was whack.
In Mexico. Anything in anybody's direction is verboten. Yeah. And so he doesn't flash the deuces sign anymore. His nickname is Cheetah. And on Thanksgiving, deuces will go wild.
Like I tried to tell you, though, it's Pollard
Ladies
hauling.
And
you call it, we haul it.
Okay. What else you have over there, Chris?
Pollard is nice.
Yeah.
All right. What's more likely? We get early window Sunday Kirk Cousins or primetime Kirk Cousins?
So early game Sunday Kirk Cousins is the guy who lit it in Buffalo.
300 yards, three touchdowns, 110 passer rating.
Primetime Kirk Cousins
is what we saw
not
against,
so much.
Against Dallas.
BGT, big game turd.
Yeah, pretty much. That's more like
I think Kirk Cousins is going to – New England's been terrific against receivers, by the way. I'm afraid we're going to see early window Kirk Cousins.
Hey.
I think
early window. Oh.
Yeah. I think we're going to see early window Kirk Cousins. I think he's going to have a nice little bounce back. Yeah, I think they're going to have enough offense that the Patriots won't be able to keep up with the way that they played last week.
Pats need to get ahead and then take the air out of the ball.
That's possible. I don't know. But Belichick definitely has a Cousins game plan in the top right-hand drawer.
just like,
pull it out.
Hello.
It's the game plan that he uses against every Jets quarterback. Maybe he can treat him like a Jet quarterback.
That'd be great.
Because the Jets offered him money for free agency. He turned down the Jets. So he's Jets adjacent. What else? You got anything else?
Two big underdogs on Thanksgiving Day. Who's more likely to score the upset, Giants or Lions?
Giants.
Both are almost 10-point underdogs.
Giants. Division games. Throw the records out. Crazy stuff happens on Thanksgiving. As we know, the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day last few years, more often than not, so not so great, Bob. So I'll go Giants. I will say that. I'm, I'm, I don't know, man. The lines have been kind of crazy lately.
They've been a little frisky.
I think the Bills are a little much, and I think the Bills have had enough, too.
They've also spent the whole week in Detroit.
I heard they went back and
forth.
Oh,
they did?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
Okay, very good.
What's more likely, you, Rich Eisen, is happy at Saturday around 12:30 p.m. or very, very sad?
So you're talking about Pacific time for
Pacific
those.
Time,
okay.
Yeah, Pacific time.
So right around, well, I mean,
right around about 12:30, 12:45.
I know what you're saying.
Pacific
you're trying to
time.
Give it. You're trying to give a time on the clock
when the game
where
ends.
The game ends. Okay. But these games take for freaking ever.
I know.
All right. So this might be mid fourth quarter. So I'm going to say I'm going to be nervous as a cat when that happens.
All right.
This your way of saying I'm going to lose on Saturday?
We're pulling for you.
No, you're not. Don't say things you don't mean. Don't say it. Honestly. Don't say it. When he says we're pulling for you, TJ, I believe it.
What? But why do you believe him but not
me?
Because
you're a troll.
And I'm heartfelt, okay?
Okay. How does that sound? You asked a direct question. I'm giving you an answer that is direct. You're a troll.
He's kind of got you there.
I want you to be happy.
No, you don't. You don't. By the way,
I think this.
Hold
can't
on a
even
second.
Say that with a straight
hold,
face.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
I'm eating a Buckeye.
I want to ask this question, and you can bring down the music here. Because Chris, you say very frequently on this program, it's good for the show.
It is good for the show.
What's better for the show?
Salty Rich.
No.
You want Salty Tua. You think Salty Tua is better for Miami?
Because
it's better
Salty
for
Tua
his
personality. Salty
it's
Tua.
Better for all of that, right?
Salty Tua, Chris, isn't angry Tua. It's him
He's
being...
angry?
No, it's no. edgy Tua. It's Tua saying it with his chest.
With a little bit of a chip on his
Correct.
Shoulder.
Correct. Which is, so you want Salty Rich. That would be me coming in here and doubling down on what I said to the good people of Canton, Ohio last August, Chris.
Come on.
What's better for this show on Monday? I'm coming in here disappointed and crying in my soup, or coming in here
talking
here's the thing.
It with my chest.
Here's
What's
the thing.
Better
Look,
for
Chris,
this show on Monday?
It's not
going
to matter because you're going to blame the Big Ten refs. You're going to say,
excuses.
Oh, we got screwed here. We got screwed there.
Well, they do suck.
If Blake Corum wasn't hurt.
Look, guys, I want to make it so that Rich has to take Gabe to Columbus with him for security purposes. That's how much trash I want Rich to be talking.
Thank you.
I want the banks of the Cuyahoga to overflow with the trash that Rich has been talking.
Say it, Brother
That's
Jefferson. Say it, Brother
yes,
Jefferson.
Brother say Eisen. It. Yes. Say it with your chest.
Brother
yes,
Brockman and Brother Del Duvo don't want that back.
Speak it into existence.
Old Deacon Del Tufo.
I want Rich to see the land of milk and honey.
By the way,
I want you to live in reality and the world of undelusion.
What? That's not a word.
This world is so gray. We don't
Says
need
Mr.
that.
Says Mr. Syracuse over
you know,
there.
I'll
Mr.
Word,
man of words over there.
I know that we stink.
I know. And you came in here after the loss to Clemson bitching about a penalty.
That shouldn't have been called.
Correct. So if I say it, if I'm saying it, I'm complaining. If you say it, you're accurate. Got it.
You still think Barrett didn't get a first down?
Look,
they didn't measure,
that's
Chris.
All I know.
I don't know. He could have gotten a first down. They didn't measure.
They didn't take out an index card.
They didn't measure. No, because they started on the 25 or 35 or whatever the hell it was, and they 10 yards, so the ball was touching that. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Ball was touching the line. That's the way they measured using the lines on the field. Sounds good. Just bring out a chain and double overtime just to make sure.
I mean, the yard
that the guy
markers,
who's slapping Ohio State Buckeyes in the ass
the 30
and
to
then
the
smiling as they rule touchdown
is
to end the
10
game
yards.
That we're not sitting here thinking they're on a different planet.
And guess what? I'm sure no referee has ever patted a Michigan player on the back.
I don't recall it. Yeah. Go ahead and Google it.
It's not a lie.
Thank you.
If you believe it.
What's again? And then just one more time. Let's take a vote. What's more better for the Rich Eisen
more
show?
Better.
More better.
More better.
What's
better?
What's better? better?
You two can't.
What's Mo better?
What's Mo better? Mo better blues.
What's Mo better? Me saying it with my chest on Monday or coming in with my tail between my legs, TJ Jefferson.
Oh, I'm going to say pumping your chest up,
thank you.
Rich.
Mike, boom, you boom. Answer. What's your answer?
I want to see you guys lose.
Okay. Okay. And Chris, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm not answering that.
You're the tiebreaker.
He's already answered. He doesn't need to answer. He's already
Chris.
Answered.
Answer. Go ahead.
I think if Michigan loses and you're in here bitching and moaning, I think that's better for the show.
I don't understand how that's better.
I don't either.
Because what if he just goes inside and doesn't emote?
I vote me saying it with my chest is better, and since it's my show, I get it. 1.5. I win. Veterans Day comes every year, but companies rarely thank veterans in a way that is meaningful. Of all of us, veterans deserve to be thanked the most. They served to keep us safe, and that deserves some meaningful gratitude and appreciation. Navy Federal Credit Union knows all about that, because at Navy Federal Credit Union, every day is Veterans Day, committed to veterans and helping them live their lives to the fullest. Navy Federal Credit Union offers resources like the VA Loans Hub and Best Cities After Service. Navy Federal Credit Union also offers veteran employment assistance partnerships with nonprofits like The Mission Continues. Plus, Navy Federal Credit Union is a top VA home loan lender. They offer personal finance counseling as well as 24/7 member service. Navy Federal Credit Union has a growing community of over 1.8 million veterans like you. When we say thank you, we mean it. Navy Federal Credit Union. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/veterans. Insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender. Sam Jaeger is here from The Handmaid's Tale, and I'm told he's a Buckeyes fan. So that's the dystopian future he's all about when we come back.
Influencer. It's a word that gets tossed around a lot these days. There is a woman who went the distance, who broke ground as the first true influencer by living a remarkable life. Her name, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm Katy Perry. This is the story of the original influencer. This is Elizabeth the First.
Elizabeth the First, the podcast, wherever you listen.
The World Tournament of Soccer happening in Qatar is finally here, and with all the weird kickoff times and all the other sports happening simultaneously, it can be kind of hard to keep up. So to make sure you're up to speed, be sure to listen to Qatar Kick Around for the daily wrap-up of all the action from the tournament. From the group stage all the way to the final, Andy, Lars, and Peter are here for you with recaps and opinions of what happened that day in Qatar. Everything can be found at thekickaround.com, the Cumulus podcast channel on YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Terrestrial radio audience is back. Sam Jaeger here from The Handmaid's Tale on The Rich Eisen Show. We just saw a hilarious clip.
That's all we have on Handmaids is hilarious clips. Saying, it's just a laugh riot.
You're saying that the crew all likes each other and has a good time because, you know, what other alternative would the material so
we're
dark?
We're the dead of winter in Toronto? No thanks.
So what's the Handmaid's Tale Fantasy Football League like? Is there such a thing? Is there a Handmaid's Tale Fantasy Football League?
I'm sure there's a...
The off-reds?
There's a hockey fantasy.
The hockey, because
I'm not a part of.
Because you're in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So... Right. Yeah, it's
what has that been like to be on this program?
Oh, it's been a thrill. I've been doing acting professionally 22 years. There's very few things that you can do that people are like, oh, I know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been in Parenthood. American Sniper's a great movie.
Yes.
I mean,
well, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
But to be a part of something that people watch avidly, ferociously, and something that I'm proud of. You know, it was interesting watching you talk with Gus about why do we care so much about being fans.
Yes.
And I think it has so much to do with the stories that we tell, you know, you just want a good yarn.
Yes.
You know, and I think Handmaid's Tale has done that exceptionally well. You know, they've spun a tale that is complex, that's not just surface level.
Well, it also cuts a little too close to the bone sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
that too.
What's going on in the in the world as well. And, you know, it is the acting on it is amazing. The writing's, I mean, you don't need to know that. I mean, you already know it. So it's
fun. It's fun to go to work with people that are as good as they are, you know. And Lizzie Moss, our lead of the show,
yes,
plays June Osborne, had directed 3 of the episodes this year. Mm-hmm. And she has such specificity. She's so good at what she does, and she does it without being with just the effervescent quality of who she is. Mm-hmm. She's smart and she's thoughtful and she's uplifting. And you want to go to work with people like that. You know, life is too short to work with a-holes.
That is true. We say that, by the way, we say that every single day. The problem is to each other's faces.
Sure.
You know? I mean, sure. And then on behind each other's backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's you know, some, exactly. Yeah,
there's a lot of animosity. I can just feel it when I walk.
There's a lot of dystopia here. A lot of dystopia.
Yeah. Liz putting up all that Buckeye swag. Not cool.
Yeah.
Not
cool. Let's get to that, cool. Shall we? Sam Jaeger here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich, I want you to know I would never red X you. I would never do that to you.
It drives me nuts, Sam. Take a look at the card I have for your work here. Take a look and look how Liz wailed of the Rich Eisen Show staff. How she crossed out every X on your card there, and this one too. There's another card.
There's
here.
Another one, man.
You know, I'll take this.
I didn't ask for that.
Is disastrous.
I didn't ask for that.
It's okay.
I just want you to know I wasn't a part of that.
But you support it.
I do support it wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said fandom and you have a
you can look over here. You're not looking over?
No, I look over there. I'm looking on the screen because. Microphone, the Roku channel microphone blocks it. You don't need to be so aggressive.
No, I'm
Sam.
Not.
I mean, okay.
This is my fourth coffee. It's not you.
You're highly caffeinated, and it is the big game week.
It is.
So you've got an OSU shirt on.
Yeah.
Isn't it missing a T? It should be missing a T. Isn't it T? Tosu? Little T O S U.
You know, it's one of those.
The
there are certain things you can admit as a fan that are kind of ridiculous,
and that's one of them.
That's
I
wild.
Like you already, Sam. But I greatly appreciate it. We can find some common ground somewhere that V shouldn't be like trademarked as it apparently is.
It apparently is
by the The Ohio State University.
You will be
University.
Getting a bill in the mail this week saying
infringement.
Yes.
Is all over the place here in this conversation.
Yeah.
So you're from Toledo, Ohio.
I'm from Toledo.
You know who's also from Toledo, Ohio?
Lots of
Jim Harbaugh, born in Toledo, Ohio.
Was he?
Correct.
We
born
forgive.
In Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah. And then he was shipped across the border. When he was born, they were like, get this out of this state.
By the way, that was like Handmaid's Tale conversation about being shipped across a border
I guess
like
it's I carry my work into my life too much. I don't know.
So from birth,
Ohio State long-suffering fan? Browns fan,
okay.
Long-suffering Indians/Guardians fan.
Yes.
And my three siblings went to Ohio State. My stepdaughter, I put through Ohio State.
So why not you?
Their theater program was not
up to snuff.
I was an artist, man. You know, there's only certain places that can accept, you know, artistry.
Like Michigan.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Actually, yeah, Michigan does have a good a theater program, I've heard.
We're a terrific liberal arts school.
Yes.
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 We are.
Gotta be good at something.
Nevertheless, okay. So you grew up. Who was in the school when you were beginning to start following? Was it the John Cooper era?
Okay. So my older brother
great
was
era.
At,
I loved it.
I know you did.
Yeah,
as I loved Rich Rod era.
Yeah.
I mean that. You know, we pick sometimes. Sometimes the coaches are just so fun to root against.
Yes.
And Rich Rod was one of my favorites.
I agree. I was rooting against him too.
Right, so that worked.
Wasn't a fan of his choice from jump.
Yeah, oh, that was rough.
Tell Lloyd Carr out, Rich Rod in was not really my choice.
Yeah, because he had nothing to do with Michigan. He was an outsider.
He was, and plus the fullback disappeared and the three tight end sets disappeared, and you need a little bit of that.
No, you got to have. That's what Jim Harbaugh has.
Well, and that's what kind of didn't work against. Michigan here's what I'm saying defensively when Ryan Day and Urban with Ryan Day started sending all these crossing routes and everybody out and Michigan just couldn't keep up because there was a 3 yard and a cloud of dust. Now they can, you know, hopefully for my sake control the line of scrimmage just like they did last year and make a game of it and keep things a little bit slower paced and keep CJ Stroud and the rest of the offense kind of not going all 50 pointish, you know. So
I think
the way to do it.
I think Harbaugh is hoping that he has two drives that both last a half.
Yeah.
Right? So he gets the ball twice. He scores a touchdown at the end of both of those.
Yes.
They win
14-0 Yeah. Okay, that's the way to do
that's
it.
That's the game plan.
Okay, so where are you going to be watching this game?
I'm going to be watching it at home just because I get so much cleaning done when it's the game. You know, the like you said, the commercial wow. break, I get up, okay. I clean the okay. entire downstairs
okay,
in 3 minutes.
Okay, right.
And then I'm back.
And then you're back?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought that you thought it wasn't a competitive game. And thus
oh,
that
no,
you're,
no, no,
spending time
not that.
Cleaning up.
Okay. There were some years, but
you had an impeccably immaculate house some years.
Oh, my God.
A piece of dust anywhere.
No, it's too nerve-wracking for me. I literally, when you were talking about how anxious you get on the day of the game, Monday, I literally read an article and I got done with it and I looked at my kids and my heart was pounding out of my chest.
Yeah, I know, I'm the same way.
Just
I can't
reading,
think about it.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
We're grown men. This is not acceptable. Not acceptable.
I don't have an answer for you. How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 45.
Okay, I'm 53.
Yeah.
And I you know, I'm very fortunate to do what I do for a living. And there's only a small handful of teams after all this time that I still have an emotional investment in. And
right.
Michigan football is number one.
Yeah.
Number one. And I can't fathom why somebody at my advancing age, okay, with yeah. a lot of ish going on, with three children,
right,
puts so much into the hands of 18 to 21-year-old guys who are still trying to figure their way in the world.
Yeah.
And take so much, like, it'll be very difficult for me on Saturday to focus. And then if the game doesn't go my way, get through the day. I'm not going to lie.
A human in the world.
But if it's the other way around, I will be incorrigible. Yeah. It'll be tough to be around me.
Yeah.
So it would be a good thing that you're not around me.
Yeah, no.
Either way.
It sounds like it. Yeah. For both our sakes. Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it? To put your, you know, like mm-hmm. so much time into the and faith and mm-hmm. and thought, you know, mm-hmm. so much study into 20-year-olds.
Right.
It's preposterous. But I think it is it's the stories we tell, you know, the story you have of going to Michigan and being on campus. And for me, it was my brother was at OSU when we got slaughtered by, you know, when mm-hmm. Cooper got beat every year that my brother was there, and he'd come home, and when they'd lost, it was pervasive. So it mattered to my family that we won mm-hmm. because I knew how miserable the whole week would be.
Right.
With Dave home, you know, it was rough.
Right.
So, but it's comical.
Well, at least Sam Jaeger, that we can find some common ground, which is hanging out, talking amongst one another as human beings in the world, and understanding that that it does mean too much. It should not mean as much to us. At least we can agree with that, and then be classy otherwise. And
in that vein,
let's talk about Devil in Ohio, currently available on Netflix. It's the Ryan Day story, right? Is that what it's about? Devil
no.
in Ohio?
No, it's
okay. Hold on a minute.
It's actually
it's a C.J. Stroud story.
No.
Okay. Marvin Harrison Jr. story.
No, it takes place. It's actually about this young boy who was born in Toledo, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
that they shipped across the border. It's the Jim Harbaugh story, as you well know.
Well done.
Out, devil.
I cast you out.
It's a story of exorcism.
It is. It is.
What a way to turn it. I didn't see that one coming.
Oh, I was hoping. I was like, please make it the Harbaugh story.
It's an exorcism.
Here's it.
No, it says devil in Ohio, devil not in devil Ohio. Out of Ohio.
Yes.
Doesn't say that.
Well, it's about his first few months in swaddling clothes.
So hot.
That's a devil baby.
It's a devil baby.
His mother's name was not Rosemary, by the way.
Okay. Born in khaki pants.
Swaddled in khaki. Sent across the state line to that school up north. What is Devil in Ohio about?
It's a series on Netflix.
Yes.
About loosely based on a true story about this girl who escapes from a religious cult mm-hmm. and is taken in by a family, and how that impacts the family. And I had no idea it existed until it kind of came to my attention that this series was you know, based on a true story.
And until you saw that the folks in the religious cult were only scarlet and gray, and then it kind of felt familiar.
There is that. There are a lot of analogies that one could make about the religiosity of being an Ohio State fan. But, yeah. No, it was a fun show to do. Ironically, we shot it up in Vancouver, and I walked on set, and the house that we shot, that they built on the soundstage was just riddled with Ohio State memorabilia. And I said, you know what's funny is anybody who walks on this set probably thinks, this is a little too much. This is a little too much swag for an Ohio State family. Okay, they live in Ohio.
Right.
But anybody who visits Ohio is like, no, we actually have framed pictures of the horseshoe on our mantle. It larger than the pictures of our ancestors. It's just centerpiece.
Well, yeah. Devil in Ohio, currently available on Netflix, and The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu. You were in Parenthood, which was terrific, and then American Sniper is another one. We need to get you in like a sitcom, man. We need you. We got to get you. I mean, you're in some dark material, bro. Like a single camera, multicam, like let's get a live studio audience. Like let's get you doing that. You need.
I'm in, man.
I mean, we got to get something going on here.
Yeah, it's been bleak.
Unsuccessful.
Successful and bleak.
Successful.
I've made a living at it, but it brings me no joy. So which is perfect for growing up in the Midwest. We're not meant to enjoy the work we do or the life we have on the outside of it.
It's a slate gray sky.
Yes, that's right. I love it. I'm not bringing it back to Buckeyes, but you are, and I respect the hell out of that.
But that's what a Big Ten game is. It's a slate gray sky.
Yeah.
It's 30 degrees. And, if you got a quarterback who's from Rancho Cucamonga, it could be a long day.
Could be.
It was
last year.
I want snow. I want snow.
You do.
And
it benefits you greatly.
It would. You never know.
I haven't read anything.
52, partly cloudy.
Okay. 52?
Yeah.
52.
Sorry.
It's
nice day. Yeah. Sorry. It's
not
cold.
Bad.
Light wind.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my nickname in high school, by the way.
Light wind.
Rich Light Wind Eisen. Sam Jaeger, check out The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, available now for streaming and renewed for sixth and final season. Obviously, everybody on their edge of their seat for that, or I should say The Hand X-AIDS Tale, as it says here on my card. It's Sax Jaeger is the name that I see here on the card. Sax, S-A-X, it's a red
X. It has a bit of swagger to it, as Jeff Johnson would say.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
I would say good luck to you on Saturday, but I don't mean a word of it.
What's your prediction?
Have
you already given it?
I'm not giving a prediction. I'm out of that game. I can't do it.
Going back to 20-year-olds, my prediction is it's going to be based on whether one of our tight ends has a burrito that morning. That's, again, rooting for 20-year-olds. The game is determined by what they eat that morning.
What are they
doing? I shouldn't have had that second Fruit Loops.
Well, I mean, again.
And that's where we're basing our lives.
If that happens, then Michigan's going to win because they're a more disciplined team.
They are?
I don't know.
They wouldn't eat Fruit Loops on the game of?
I doubt it. I hope they just have fruit. Which now I'm sounding like my Jewish mother. Thanks for coming on, Sam. Appreciate it.
Wow, it's a pleasure being
here. Okay, we're back to wrap up this show in a moment. Don't go anywhere. When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you are opening up more than just doors. You are unlocking potential, so much potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, do your own success, and blaze your own trail, and win your own rivalry game. Each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you set. I added the rivalry game.
Yeah, I did.
You picked up on that?
Yeah, I
picked up. I got you. You could check all the big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences right off your bucket list thanks to the spirit of adventure that owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you do. You can live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they're going to take you. 16 body types you can choose from. You can choose for your choice of a gas or diesel engine. There's thousands of ways to customize. And now you can say, I want it in an all-wheel drive because that's available. A Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help you drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So now is the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz sprinter.
All right, Rich, I got good news for you.
What do you got for me?
I got good news. The good news is
Blake Corum.
You're not only the starting Jets quarterback this week, but the fans want you to be the Patriots starting quarterback.
How am I going
to
do that? I mean, I'm working game day morning on Thursday.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
We need to get you on a plane. Quick
I'm working
to Minneapolis.
All day. And then what am I going to do?
And then right after.
Then I go later on at night.
You're going to have to do GDM remote, probably from the Jets locker room.
On Sunday?
Yeah on Sunday.
50, yeah, I don't think it's going to work out.
50% on both polls. And more importantly.
Who's my backup? Who's the backup for the Jets and the Patriots?
Okay, let's see. Backup for the Jets is, 28%, Mike White.
Oof.
And then backup for the Patriots is
Bailey Zappe.
Bailey Zappe. 26%.
You're the one who started that.
I did. I actually voted for Mac Jones. And then good news.
Isn't he from what school is Bailey Zappe from?
Bailey Zappe's from Western Kentucky.
What school is Mike White from?
Is he also from Western Kentucky? Oh, interesting. Really? How about that? How about them apples?
Yeah.
Also, what's better for the show? Michigan wins, Michigan loses.
Let's see this one.
Michigan wins 58%.
Telling you. If only Mike White went against Bailey Zappe, a hilltopper edition of the Jets-Patriots rivalry. If only that happened.
Maybe we'll get that in the playoffs.
The wild card.
You never know.
Can't wait, as Scott once said famously. Rich in Washington, D.C. will take your call before we go off to our Thanksgiving break. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, sir?
What's up, brother?
Well, I'm really excited to be a Commanders fan right now. You know, they're doing really well, and they got a really big game against the Falcons. Hopefully they can win it, because Falcons are actually sneaky good. They can run it. They can score points. They play solid defense.
And, right.
You know?
Isn't year 10 Willie also going to be on the Falcons, right? Year 10 Will Compton? Playoff Willie?
Perhaps. He's got some issues he's working through right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. What else you got?
Okay. Well, I mean, if they can beat the Falcons and then take one of these games against the Giants, I think they have a legitimate shot to be a good playoff team, because Chase Young is coming back, and if he can play like he did his rookie year,
yep.
Look out.
I agree. And that defense is getting stronger, obviously, and better. Thanks for the call. Taylor Heinicke doing what he's doing. You take a look at the NFC playoff picture right now.
Yeah, it's wide open.
And that seventh seed is sitting right there. Sixth seed, too, for the Washington Commanders.
Yep.
The Seahawks are coming off of their bye, fresh off of that loss in Munich. The Seahawks take the this is a sneaky game. Vegas.
It's a really interesting
game. Vegas at Seattle.
Yeah.
And the Commanders are sitting there. The Giants could be 7-4. The Seahawks could be 7-4, and the Commanders could be 7-5. You know, and you already know there's going to be three new playoff teams, because the Cardinals, Rams, and Packers are not going to make it. Sitting there at 4-7.
Yep.
Right. So that's a problem.
I want to talk about this, Rich. Mentioned it off air before the show started. You got a big decision this week. Are you going to take a mulligan on your Super Bowl pick?
Yeah, it's Bills and Bucks. And on game day morning tomorrow, I got a question about that.
What do you thought? Who wants to be a millionaire right now? You want to talk this out?
Sure. I'm thinking of going rematch of the Super Bowl from Miami.
Niners Chiefs.
Yep.
I'm thinking of that because
you know Irv is going to change his pick to the Cowboys to win it, unless he was already done that. He might have already done that preseason.
But wasn't he in on the Vikings?
He was in on the Vikings to win their division, and also for Cousins to win MVP.
Oh, he wasn't down.
No, he wasn't down on the Vikings to go win the whole shooting match.
Oh, okay.
No, I think he had the Cowboys winning the whole shooting match.
Which is
definitely viable.
It looks good. It's trending. Niners.
I could sit here and say Brady is Brady, and I say never to go against him. And I did see in my own two eyes, when they called it with my own voice, they looked better than they have in a year and a half.
Yeah, it's Rashad White season two. Todd Bowles said today that Lombardi Lenny is still pretty sore from Germany, and if he can't go, he can't go.
Yeah.
And they're going to ride the hot hand.
And then how do you not look at what the Chiefs are doing and say that's the team?
Well, I think they're the clear-cut favorite right now.
Mahomes is the MVP. Yeah, he is playing like it.
They're taking all of it right
and
now.
they are good on both sides of the ball.
Chris Jones is just
dominating. I mean, they don't have Tyreek. I mean, just think about what they just did. They didn't have Tyreek Hill, as we know, all year long. And how's the offense going to look? Let's get Juju Smith-Schuster in here, right? He doesn't play. He's Marquez Valdez, yeah. Valdez-Scantling goes in and out, and he is not lighting it up either. Okay? And they say, let's get Kadarius Toney in here, and he scores a touchdown, but then he does nothing.
Immediately hurt.
Right? Mecole Hardman, he's not playing. And they don't skip a beat. Sky Moore, let's get him involved. Let's get a whole bunch of tight ends you didn't know they even had involved. Justin Watson is going to be getting involved, right?
Like who? Yeah.
No, no. And then, of course, Mahomes to Kelsey is still the guy.
Gray at the.
I'm you know, I was very bullish on the Bills, and I know the Bills finally got past Kansas City in Kansas City, but it looks like unless they gotta gain that game back on Kansas City, and they might not. They might have to go back to Kansas City again anyway. And beat him for a second time.
Yeah.
Unless Kansas City, you know, starts stumbling from the middle of December on and somebody comes out of nowhere like Joe Burrow's Bengals. I don't know. But right now, that's the way I'm leaning. I'm leaning Chiefs and Niners. I have to choose who wins it. And I might just go Niners.
Woo.
Just for, you know, what's
Jimmy
and giggles.
Jimmy G makes the throw this time?
TJ's going.
Jimmy G makes the throw this time.
Makes the throw this time? Okay.
TJ's saying, what are you doing, Rich?
Dallas is good, too.
I'm not one of those. As you know, I try not to be that Cowboys fan. Of course, I come in and I have fun. I'm not willing to say this team is Super Bowl ready. Well, I'm on to the Giants.
Pick. I'm making this pick before Odell makes his pick.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Odell shows up there, that would...
I'm gonna tweet Odell. From the show.
Tweet at him.
See if he can give us. If he wants to break a story, he should maybe come to us and help us break it.
Nice higher register. Yeah. All right, enjoy the Thanksgiving. Happy and healthy to all of you.
Be safe, everybody.
Happy and healthy to all those listening on terrestrial radio.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Ramit Sethi, talking about being rich.
The old definition of rich had a lot to do with how much money you accumulated, but it wasn't about how to spend it. It was more about how to get it. But okay, so once you get it, what do you do with it?
In our culture, everybody tells you how to save, but nobody teaches you how to spend it.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.